Welcome back to the program. A big push at the Capitol to improve the way Michigan teachers are evaluated in an effort to remove ineffective ones from the classroom. A new study out of Michigan State University finding that the influence that teachers have on students is substantial, especially in early years of schooling. To discuss the results, I'm joined by Spiros Konstantopoulos, Associate Professor of Education at MSU. Welcome to the program, Spiros.
Thank you very much.
Now, it seems that children's parents have a lot to do with their motivation to succeed in school, but just how much of an effect do teachers have on the learning abilities of young students?
Yeah, they have a profound effect. What we found in the recent study is that effective teachers in early grades, from kindergarten through third grade, have a substantial effect on student achievement, especially in reading.
I see. Now, when we look at teachers, because the real focus right now of state lawmakers is to weed out ineffective ones. When you look at the types of qualities that good teachers have, especially in the early grades, what are they as compared to those that are less effective?
Yeah, it is hard to. I think the main. It's a great question, but it's not easy to answer. I think the easiest characteristics of the teachers that we were able to measure were experience, education, and so forth. And they don't seem to be as effective as other characteristics which could be the motivation of the teacher or the way they teach specific materials. The issue has been that it's hard for us to identify very specific things that teachers do in the classroom. So what we were able to assess is the overall quality which indicated to profound effects, but we were not able to identify very specific characteristics.
I see. So is there a correlation between a teacher's experience and the quality of the education they provide?
Yes, there is. Experience matters. Yes, absolutely. And so does education. The issue is that the correlation is not always consistent. So in previous studies, we have had mixed results. In this study, we found that experience was related to student achievement.
Now, the study, it focused on the teachers of elementary school students, essentially, those just beginning their schooling?
Yes.
And how much of an effect, then, did they have? Was it quantitative in any way?
Yes. So to give you an idea, if students have effective teachers in all four grades, from kindergarten to second grade, then in the third grade, they have an advantage which is about a third or one-half of the annual gain. That is, they have a big advantage compared to other students who have not received effective teachers. That gives these students a head start that could last later in middle school and perhaps in high school.
Well, it's very interesting because when you look at those early years of school, you're talking about basic reading, writing, and math skills.
Yes.
Which ultimately leads to the teaching style that I would guess would involve being patient and a lot of repetition.
Yes.
Are those key factors in getting young students to really pick up these skills?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that especially in kindergarten and first grade, the focus is typically on reading. And that's why we see a larger effect on reading achievement than we see on mathematics.
And do the types of qualities that make an effective teacher in elementary school differ from those that of a good educator in a high school class?
I don't think so. It may be that in a high school class, the subject area matters more, and teachers may be experts more in mathematics or science or physics and so forth. But I think overall, teachers who are well-trained and motivated can make a difference at any level in our education system.
I'm talking to Spiros Konstantopoulos. He's an associate professor of education at MSU. So when administrators are tasked with the role of evaluating the quality of teachers, how can you envision them going about that if ultimately we're looking at things like experience as a primary factor?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that we have to evaluate somehow our teachers. The thing is, we need more data than perhaps one semester or 1 year. So the idea is to be able to identify maybe which teachers are very effective, and perhaps try to identify which are the characteristics that make an effective teacher, and perhaps then use that information to provide, if you like, professional development or additional education for other teachers. In other words, the idea is to be able to eventually motivate teachers and provide resources that will make them more effective. Because typically the sorting out happens in the first few years in the profession. So the teachers who decide to continue being part of the education system are the ones who are typically dedicated to the profession, and therefore I think we should find ways to help them become more effective.
When you consider that a teacher is instructing at least 30 students at a time, how much individual attention does that allow for, and isn't that a big factor in helping a child learn?
Yes, it is. That has to do with class size, and I've done some work on class size as well, and we know that teachers that have it's very likely that teachers in smaller classrooms can make more of a difference. In other words, if you're teaching a class with 15 students, you're more likely to create learning activities and opportunities that could help all students in the classroom, as opposed to having 30 or 35 students in the classroom.
When we talk about basic reading and writing skills, we hear stories of students who get into high school without any real ability to read, which begs the question, how could such a situation even exist? Does our education system allow for some students to slip by this way?
It seems like it. I'm as surprised as you are. It seems that the focus in the first few grades should actually be on the basic skills. And we should be able to make sure that all students receive the basic skills in kindergarten, first, and second grade. So we shouldn't have that problem in principle, and it's surprising that in some cases we do.
And when you look at the needs, the type of resources teachers need to improve their ability to teach these young students, are there any specific ones right off the bat that you say are most necessary?
Well, I think what would be helpful is to have smaller classrooms, because especially in early grades, that makes a big difference with management issues. So if we have 15 or 20 students in a classroom, we're more likely to have less time for management and more time for instruction and learning activities, which could be very helpful. So the size of the classroom to me is a big issue. And it's not clear, given the financial situation, that we can achieve that. But having smaller classrooms overall would help, I think.
You know, when you look at our education system from the outside, at least, the problem appears to occur in high school when students drop out early. Is that, in fact, the case, or are there some significant problems in our lower grade education also?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. You're right that we see a lot of dropping out in high school. I'm speculating here that if students have not received the important basic sort of knowledge of math and reading and writing in early grades, it's very likely that at some point they will be behind. So to give you an example, in a previous study, I looked at the cumulative effect of having teachers that are not as effective, and it looks like by the sixth grade, the students who have had teachers that are not as effective are behind about half a grade. So if that lasts through high school, it's very likely that some students would not be able to compete or catch up with the material in high school and therefore drop out.
And when you look at teachers that have been in the system for a while and are seen to be and are shown to be ineffective, should they be removed from the classroom?
I think there should be some kind of mechanism for accountability. I agree with you on that. We all try to do our job as best as we can. So I think identifying teachers that need help or need some resources and be able to sort of help them become more effective is important. I don't know that I have a mechanism, or I don't know that I'm the best person to decide how to sort of evaluate teachers in terms of sorting out the most effective and the least effective in the profession.
Spiros Konstantopoulos, he is an associate professor of education at MSU. Thank you for joining me, Spiros.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.